say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear, girl, I feel, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I love the sky falls, or the sun stops burning, we could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you like that? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it.
What if I was made for you, and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Tonight marks the end of a pop culture era.
Tonight, it's Pat Sajak's final episode hosting Wheel of Fortune airs. And last night on the show, his co-host Vanna White said goodbye.
We've laughed, we've cried, we've celebrated. Oh, gosh. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had.
Sajak hosted the syndicated game show for over four decades. Ryan Seacrest takes the reins next season.
We appreciate you being here. That goes for you, especially at home, and we'll see you next time.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Still in France for D-Day observances, President Biden today delivers a speech from Point de Hoc near Omaha Beach, where 2,400 U.S. soldiers died that day. A federal judge ordered former Trump White House aide Steve Bannon to report to prison by July 1st. He'd been free while appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. That appeal was rejected last month. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouthwatering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower, July down 18 to 1997, August down 8 to 2028, September down 3 to 2021, and October down 3 at 1996. Cheese markets mixed, barrels up 1 to 195.5, 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 184.5, 11 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4.5 to 305, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 119.5, 1 trade. Dry whey up 1.25 to 45.25, 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as the cash markets have yet to trade this week, and the trades at least waiting until tomorrow to see what the cash markets are before bidding live and feeder cattle markets higher. Strength in corn markets also affected cattle. Hog markets, meanwhile, mostly higher. More than anything, it was just a technical bounce after prices became severely oversold over the last few weeks. June live cattle up 5 cents to 181.82. August feeder cattle down $1.97 to 252.85. June hogs up 5 cents to 92.15. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly higher on the day. There does appear to be a change in the U.S. Weather that could go to more warm and dry conditions into mid-June and into July, and that helped to support corn and bean markets on the day. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower as the harvest continues to advance in the plains. July corn up 12.75 to 452. New crop up 10.5 to 469.5. New crop beans up 16.5 to 1167. July wheat down 7.25 to 639.5. Minneapolis wheat, July down 5.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Corn bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 4 even, July 403, new crop 415. Cash beans 1130, July 1130, new crop 1087. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 426, July 426, new crop 419.5. Pilgrims Pride Arcadia, cash corn 442, August 425, new crop 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn 402, new crop 414, cash beans 1128, July 1126, new crop 1092. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 412, new crop 419, cash beans 1115, new crop 1082. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 433, July 434, new crop 424, cash beans 1176, July 1179, new crop 1108. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 399, new crop 414, cash beans 1132, new crop 1092. Cattle markets from equity, beef fed cattle 171 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 173, market cows 109 to 137, bulls 150 to 159, calves 200 to 980, beef steers 182 to 370, Holstein steers 162 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs 255 and down, light lambs 255 and down, ewes 210 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 125 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 182 to 196, finished beef heifers 182 to 190.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 178.50, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 149 to 167. Hog markets, market hogs at 62 to 79, light sows 65 to 74, heavy sows 68 to 77. Boar markets were at 24 to 32. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm after midnight, our low 56. Tomorrow, sunny 73. Same for Sunday, sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for Elijah and dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on, time marches on. South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet, cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on, time marches on, time marches on, time marches on.
time marches on. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
talk of the town. I'm telling all the world I've got a heavenly girl right here on the ground. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Exile and She's a Miracle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning, and looks like we're going to have a pretty nice day today. We'll have our forecast here coming up this morning, and looks like we do have some more rain on the way, unfortunately, for the dairy breakfast, but we'll have details here again with our ag weather forecast. Also, coming up next hour, we are going to be talking with Dan Bauer from the Wisconsin Farm Center Dairy Farmers. The Wisconsin Department of Ag has a dairy survey that they would like you to fill out. We're going to talk with Dan about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. agricultural groups are pushing for more overseas trade opportunities. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many stakeholders in U.S. agriculture are pushing for more overseas trade opportunities.
Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa is one of those stakeholders who says it's time to open up more markets for American commodities.
We know that access to foreign markets will impact the price of corn, our soybeans, our beef, poultry, our pork. And I am a huge advocate for reducing these trade barriers for U.S. products and markets abroad. We have seen President Biden fail to prioritize trade. And because of that, we're seeing record deficits.
She's unhappy that the U.S. ag trade deficit has grown so large.
What we have seen coming out of Tom Vilsack's U.S. Department of Agriculture is a projected $30.5 billion agricultural trade deficit for our fiscal year 2024. That is unheard of, and this should not be happening. So it tells me, one, President Biden and his U.S. trade rep, Katherine Tai, as well as Secretary of Ag Tom Vilsack, they need to step up their game.
Past discussion on agriculture trade haven't spurred any progress toward improving the situation.
Now, anytime I've talked to Katherine Tai about trade, in particular, it's always about ag trade, she will always just respond, oh, well, we'll take a look at that. And I never get follow-up, and I know they're not actually taking a look at it, because she said in a public statement last year that there would be no new trade deals during the first Biden administration.
During a recent visit to Wisconsin earlier this spring, Agriculture Secretary Vilsack was asked about the lack of new trade opportunities. Vilsack immediately responded, well, when is Congress going to pass trade promotion authority? Congress says, though, the administration hasn't asked Congress to authorize trade promotion authority. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm after midnight, our low 56. Tomorrow, sunny 73. Same for Sunday, sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked
knocked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature of an offering it out, a ladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Northdale Peace Prize a winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Did I mention I don't particularly care for her?
Too many times I didn't try to hold you. I never kept the promises I told you. Now it's time I give in, I know, to the words that I should have said long ago. Lady, lay down beside me. Wrap on your alone, I guess I've known about it. You gave me love and learned to live without it. Now that you've turned to go, let me beg you to stay the best way I know. Lady, lay down beside me. Wrap all your love around me. I need you to stay. Don't turn away.
for Every Vehicle Act. Now, Emily Berkman, Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, says that farmers and ranchers, if they want to ensure that AM radio remains available in all of their vehicles, they are encouraging you to reach out to their lawmakers in the House and Senate to support the AM for in Every Vehicle Act. Now, the act is really waiting for final floor votes in the House and in the Senate as well. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. According to the USDA, 2024 will see U.S. consumers importing more agricultural goods than farmers are able to sell overseas, resulting in a widening of the agricultural trade deficit to $32 billion. And who's buying what overseas continues to change as well. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We've all been a part of the carbon conversation. Tune into our latest episode of FP Next to find out how to put carbon to work on your farm and get paid while doing it.
All that matters today is document your farming practices because it's the data that's going to create value.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasts a major shift in the top buyers of American agricultural products for 2024. For the first time since the China-U.S. trade war in 2018, China will no longer be the leading destination for U.S. ag exports. Instead, Mexico and Canada will take the top spots. This year, U.S. food and ag exports to China are expected to drop by $6 billion, down to $27.7 billion, largely due to increased competition from Brazil in soybeans and corn. Mexico is set to become the largest buyer of U.S. agricultural goods, with record purchases estimated at $28.7 billion. Canada follows closely with projected record purchases of $28.4 billion. For grains and oil seeds, corn and soybean exports to China are declining sharply. U.S. corn exports are projected to drop to $12.4 billion. Wheat exports also are lagging forecasts and are expected to decline to $5.8 billion. Similarly, soybean exports are forecast at $24.5 billion. On a positive note, beef exports are projected to increase to $9.1 billion thanks to strong global demand, and pork exports are also expected to grow, reaching $7.3 billion. The USDA's overall forecast for U.S. agricultural exports in this next year remains at $170.5 billion. Despite declines in grain and feed exports, gains in livestock, poultry, and dairy are balancing the scales. This shift in trade dynamics is partly due to political tensions and economic uncertainties globally, including, of course, the war in Ukraine and economic challenges in China. Imports, on the other hand, are expected to rise to a record $202.5 billion, driven by strong domestic consumption and a robust U.S. dollar. This will result in a record agricultural trade deficit of $32 billion. I'll be back with more after this.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Well, for 2024, it looks like the American agricultural export market will continue undergoing significant changes. While competition from countries like Brazil are impacting traditional markets such as China, increased demand from Mexico and Canada is creating new opportunities. Livestock and dairy exports continue to thrive, highlighting the strength and versatility of U.S. agriculture. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough: our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We are told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code SAVE or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text SAVE to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy. Tommy slips something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till half. 12, when they come sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Sense. I stumbled to the kitchen, she was standing at the sink. All she had to world. It may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. All she's gotta do is just to give me that away.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is reporting bird flu has been detected in cows in Minnesota. The infected herd was discovered this week in Benton County, Minnesota. Farmers will destroy the milk from the cows, who will now be quarantined for 30 days. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health says the public risk of contracting the bird flu is low, but people who work closely with infected animals could be at risk of getting the H5N1 virus. Meanwhile, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and USDA's Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service detected a case of H5N1 in an O'Brien County dairy herd. It's the first reported case in Iowa in dairy cattle to date. Now, APHIS has confirmed over 80 dairy cases on farms in South Dakota, Texas, Ohio, North Carolina, Michigan, Kansas, Idaho, New Mexico, and Colorado, and along with now Iowa and Minnesota. Iowa's Ag Department has said it will announce additional response measures soon. As of this date, there are no dairy cows in Wisconsin that have come down with the H5N1 virus. A meat processor is closing its Milwaukee area facility. Strauss Brands announced Tuesday it will close its Franklin plant to move production of grass-fed beef products to Illinois. The company previously dropped veal and lamb products to focus exclusively on grass-fed beef. A notice sent to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the layoffs will affect 70 employees beginning in early August. The Federal Reserve reports that farm finances remain a concern. The Fed's Beige Book noted that 10 of the 12 districts reported slight or moderate growth in May, while the other two had no change in activity. Agricultural reports were mixed. While drought conditions have eased in some districts, there's still a concern about farm finances and income, the Beige Book says. Overall, outlooks grew more pessimistic due to reports of rising uncertainty and greater downside risks. In Atlanta's 6th district, agriculture conditions weakened slightly. Chicago's 7th district showed a slight increase in farm income during the reporting period. Some contacts in the 9th district of Minneapolis reported some moderation in input costs, and that was expected to benefit producer margins. Agricultural economic conditions in the 10th district around Kansas City were softer through early May, and farm finances tightened slightly. Conditions were mixed in the 11th and 12th Federal Reserve districts. The National Pork Producers Council hosted a policy panel discussion at the 2024 World Pork Expo. Producer leaders and experts highlighted the need to work with both sides of the aisle to support America's pork producers, preparing for and preventing foreign animal diseases, navigating the challenges posed by the California Proposition 12, increasing market access programs for U.S. pork, and protecting herd health are the key priorities that MPPC has successfully advocated for in the Farm Bill. American food insecurity is increasing the most dramatically in the Midwest, and the number of food insecure people increased by over 40% in several states from 2021 to 2022. The data comes from the annual Map the Meal Gap report that was issued by Feeding America, a nationwide network of food banks. The national rate of food insecurity is about 13% across all counties, but some areas are struggling with hunger at a much higher rate. North Dakota was up 57%, South Dakota up 45%, and Iowa up 45%. They all saw the biggest increases in the number of food insecure people from 2021 to 2022. Washington, D.C., Hawaii, and Nevada saw the lowest rates of increase. Child food insecurity also exists in every U.S. county, with the highest rate at 48% in East Carroll Parish, Louisiana. The report also says 8 out of 10 highest food insecurity counties are located in southern states. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm after midnight, our low 56. Tomorrow, sunny 73. Same for Sunday, sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. With my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gets me back